Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, you're the guy with the big article, man.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh,
David Beauclair's article came out.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, I appreciated that. Thanks to David Beauclair. He really did a great job on that.
Yeah, that's a very, very nice, very complimentary article. What did that cost you, actually?
About $100. Is it NashvilleCityPaper.com today?
No, it's very nice and well-deserved.
Thank you. For the Commodores, you go back to Saturday, and free throw shooting was a big story in Vanderbilt's win over DePaul, especially the shots of A.J. Ogilvy from the free throw line on Saturday.
Well, you know, A.J. was 13 of 15 from the line. DePaul, as a team, was 5 of 14, and that pretty much tells you the story. It's interesting. Kevin Stallings talked to A.J. before the Missouri game and said, you know, you've been doing something that you move your foot on your free throws. And he said, I haven't really said anything up until now because you've been a pretty good free throw shooter. But now you're coming off of a 2-for-8 kind of performance at the line, and I think you need to address this. And it was one little thing. Well, since that adjustment, AJ's 24 of 27 at the line. So one little subtle move apparently has really, really helped. But I think a big key to it, too, is that Vanderbilt's doing a much better job of just getting him the basketball down low and giving him an opportunity to try to make a play and get to the line if he doesn't score. So that's a great combination. I think Vanderbilt can have a lot of success with that if it continues. They did a much better job of taking care of the basketball against DePaul. Got Jeffrey Taylor had 18 points, and, of course, A.J. had 19 in the win. So nice win to get. DePaul is one of those teams that plays a very methodical, sometimes lumbering style. It's not fun to play against. It's not a lot of fun to watch, actually, but they sort of persevered and finally wore DePaul down in the second half.
Any word on the injury to John Jenkins?
No, I'll find out more today. You know, it's interesting. It happened earlier in the game, and John said afterward, he said, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to come out. And to his credit, we really couldn't notice much on the floor that he was running with any real different gait or having any pain while he was playing. And, of course, he was in the game down the stretch, hit a couple more free throws in the final minute, as he did against Missouri. And then afterward, he told Shannon Gordon that he was hurt in a couple of places. It appears to be a bruised knee or maybe a twisted knee. And then I think somebody stepped on his foot as well and bruised his foot. So he had a couple of different places that were bothering him. We'll find out more today whether or not it's anything serious.
Have they figured out why Ogilvy's so much better in the second half?
Have they figured out why?
Yes.
You know, I don't know if it's – I think, quite frankly, a lot of it in the DePaul game was everybody woke up. It was a sluggish first half. Kevin admittedly was not real pleased with the I don't want to say the effort, but – the fact that they really didn't work real hard to get A.J. the basketball that much in the first half. And I think there was a real discussion at halftime about, okay, guys, this is what we do and this is how we do it, and we need to pick up our intensity level a little bit. They did a much better job of getting him the ball. He still only took 7 shots, you know, from the field, which is really low for A.J., but, of course, he got fouled, you know, on a number of attempts. So that kind of negates that. But, you know, a lot of it really wasn't A.J.'s fault necessarily, I think, in the first half. And also credit, and I know Kevin did too, you're looking for a spark, somebody coming off the bench, somebody to do something to pick things up. Charles Hinkle was that guy Saturday. He came off the bench and brought an intensity defensively. He gets after you, and Kevin says about him, he's got a little nasty streak in him, which you really have to have to play good aggressive defense. He was a real lift for the team Saturday when they needed it.
We're out of time, but a win for the Vanderbilt women's team in overtime against Western Kentucky.
It's always tough against Western Kentucky. It went to overtime, and finally they made some baskets down the stretch and won it 79-73.
Joe, thanks a lot.
See you guys.